Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner, fresh off a 1-1 weekend with a win Friday night over Sioux Falls and a loss to Southwest Minnesota State. As I mentioned, coach, a 1-1 weekend. Overall, how would you recap that weekend?
I mean, it was okay. You know, we obviously want to protect our home court and didn't do our job that way. Southwest is a really good team, and I think they showed our guys a lot in terms of the way we need to play on the offensive end of the floor. We're in about a three-game rut right now where we're not being very efficient offensively, not taking good shots, not working to get good shots, and I thought they did a really nice job of kind of showing our guys that if we can do some things that they did, it'll certainly help us moving forward.
What was the difference in that game? You talk offensively, but there were times in that second half where you sort of got into an arm's length. It was, 5-7 points, and you just never really got over the hump. What was the difference there late in that game with Southwest?
I think their execution versus our execution. I mean, they obviously hit 13 threes, and, we gambled a little bit that way. The four guys that really hurt us from the arc had not been shooting the ball well at all. And they came out and shot the ball really well, and those are some of the gambles you take. But offensively, we're not moving the ball. We're not sharing the ball. We're trying to do everything on our own, and we're really easy to guard because of that. And I thought they shared the ball, and they had 17 assists on 24 baskets, and they made the game easy for them, and we did not make the game very easy for us.
Going back to Friday, you maybe slipped up a bit in that second half for reasons that you mentioned that went wrong in Southwest as well, but you gutted out the win on Friday. What can you say about that, the positives from the second half to where you did come out at the end of that and win the game?
Well, I thought we finished it well. I think that was a game where we started out really hot and very similar to Wayne State, and then we let up and didn't guard, and when we don't guard, then we don't or when we don't score offensively, then we don't guard as well. And so we obviously let them back in the game and let them take the lead. And I was pleased with the way we were down three, I think, 65-62, and scored the last 9 points of the game, and made a couple big shots that put us back in the lead and kept the lead. And but we're on a three-game rut right now where we just haven't scored the ball very well. We're not getting to the free throw line as much. And so we've got to do some things at a much higher level on that end of the floor. So I think we're guarding well enough to give ourselves a chance. And, it's not going to get any easier because the league is so brutal, and we play two of the better teams this week again also.
All right. You talk about the offense, and last week we talked about Luke Hurdle and how other teams are starting to key in on him. So with him and really the rest of the offense, how are you sort of trying to readjust that offense and get back out of this three-game rut that you talk about?
Yeah, we got to move the basketball. I mean, we're trying to do it all on our own. And, we keep the ball on one side of the floor and we don't shift the defense. And so we spent time, late afternoon yesterday watching the second half of the Southwest game and letting our guys see the difference between a team that moves the ball and a team that doesn't move the ball. And, the ball's going to find you. The ball's going to get back to you. It's we're trying to do everything early in the possession and so we've just got to be willing to move the basketball and shift the defense and try to get ourselves the scoring opportunities that we want in the first 10 seconds. Will be there in the last 10 seconds. Mm. But we've got to make the defense work a lot harder than what we're doing right now.
Do you think that's almost an unintended consequence of bringing in all the talent you did? Because it almost seems to me like you have one of the more talented overall rosters than you have over the last 3-4 seasons. But because of that, do you think maybe they're kind of trying to take it on their own, and you got to wean that out of them and play team basketball a little bit more?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's, I think we've got five very capable scorers that start for us. We put the ball in the perimeter players' hands to go make plays. And right now the timing of how we do things is off. Mm. And we've got to share the basketball and we're not selfish, but we're not sharing the ball at the proper time. And so we talk about throwing the ball to people when they're open and where they're open, and we're holding the ball for a count too long. And that's the difference in being open or not open when you make the pass. Mm. Our assist numbers aren't good. We're not turning the ball over a bunch, but we're not making plays for each other. And, And we've just got to get the ball moving more. We've got to get the ball to multiple sides of the floor. And I think at the end of the day, if we get some of those things fixed, and then you still got to make shots. I mean, at the end of the day, we're taking a lot of shots that are guarded, so they end up being bad shots. But we've got to be willing to work to get great shots, and we've got to be willing to share the basketball to do that.
Before we head on to next week and the big week ahead, speaking with head coach of Winona State men's basketball, Todd Eisner here, Connor Drew hit his 1,000th point over the weekend. And Connor came as a young big man, and he's progressed to become quite the scorer. What can you say about his career at Winona State and him surpassing this milestone?
I think he's been really consistent. Obviously he averaged, I think, 9 to 10 points a game as a freshman, and he's been somewhere between 9 and 12 points a game his entire career, he's a mark of consistency. He started every game, I think, but one in his career, and the one game he didn't start it was because it was senior night, and we just adjusted the lineup because of that. And he's become a very good ball screen defender, and he's got a great passion for the game. He works at it, so it doesn't surprise me that he got there, but he's kind of meticulously over 4 years just kind of grinded away on the role for us that we've needed him to do at the five, and brings a good skill set to the table for us in the way we want to play. And like I said, the mark of his career is you see some guys that might average 4 as a freshman and 9 as a sophomore and 14 as a junior and 18 as a senior. I mean, he's been, like I said, between, I want to say, 9 and 12. I think he's at 13 this year, his entire career. So he's helped from day one and has been very steady and consistent since then.
So to look on to this week, it's a big week ahead for you guys. Two teams you're sandwiched between in the NSIC, Duluth Wednesday on the road, Cato back at home on Saturday. How are you dealing with a bit of an awkward portion of this schedule where you get the two games throughout the week instead of the Friday-Saturday? How are you dealing with that on top of the fact that they're big matchups? Do you look at it as an advantage, a disadvantage? What are your thoughts on this week?
I love the Wednesday, Saturday. I wish we did it all the time, or at least Thursday, Saturday. I'm not a big fan of the Friday, Saturday. So I'm great with it. We're on semester break right now, so these guys have nothing to do but be basketball players. So like I said, we brought them in late afternoon yesterday to watch some film, and we'll get them. They're doing a little youth clinic in town today and this morning, and now they're going to be with us this afternoon, and we'll get at Duluth for 2 days and then have a couple days to get ready for Mankato. So we got our hands full. I mean, Duluth still got 3 starters back from their Elite Eight team, and they're very capable. I mean, they're 2-2 in the league right now, but their 2 losses were on the road, and they defended their home court last weekend, and it's a tough place to play. So we've got our hands full Wednesday, and then when we wake up Thursday, we've got to get ready for the defending national champion. It's just another week in the NSIC.
You haven't beat Cato since 2021, and Duluth kicked you out of last year's NSIC tournament, but they're naturally rivals. However, with so many new faces and the turnover in roster, does it still feel like that same type of rivalry week it did earlier in your coaching career at Winona State?
I don't really have whoever's we play next is our rival. That's the way I look at it. I don't get caught up in who our rivals are, and our rival is whoever we play, and we've got to be better than that team on that particular day, and we're just trying to figure out a way to get to our 9th win sooner than later. And that's, after doing this for 900 games or whatever it's been in my career, I don't get caught up in any of those things. We've got to be better, a lot better, by Wednesday than we were on Saturday, and that's the only thing I'm worried about right now.
Well, you sort of alluded to my next question, Coach. I can assume what the answer is going to be, but do you take any stock in your best start since the 2013-14 season? Obviously, you weren't there for that at Winona State, but it's the team's best start since then. Does that mean anything to you?
Not really. I mean, as Eden, we're 10 years into this and haven't won the league and haven't been to the tournament. So it's not, I think what we have done is I think we have typically, usually gotten better as the year has gone on. And that at least puts us in a position where hopefully we get an opportunity to play in the postseason, and hopefully we're playing well at that time to move on in the postseason. And right now that's the only goal is get ourselves in a position to have a chance to win Wednesday and start to stack some wins and keep moving the program forward and, mm-hmm. and to give ourselves a chance in February to play in March. So, I don't really worry about those mm-hmm. things a whole lot. And especially when at the end of the day, in those 10 years, it hasn't led to anything. Mm-hmm. So, at the end of the day, our goal is to play in the postseason and try to give ourselves, our players a chance to play in the NCAA tournament. And until we get that figured out, we've got a lot of work to do.
Last question for you, Coach. What's the message to the team this week, and how do you find success this week on the hardwood?
Yeah, we got to grind away on the offensive end of the floor. I think if we continue to compete defensively, it'll give us a chance. But we can't shoot 32% like we did, or 33% like we did against Southwest. And I think we shot 41% against Sioux Falls, and probably at the end of the day, we're lucky to win. So we got to figure out a way to move the basketball, share the basketball, continue to execute with greater detail. And you can still do all those things. And at the end of the day, it's a game of making shots. And we haven't made shots, but we haven't got great shots. Unless we're going to work to get great shots, hopefully. And we can do that. Hopefully our percentages go back up. We certainly were better in the non-conference season, and we've got to get back to that.
That's head coach for Winona State men's basketball, a game on the road Wednesday night with Duluth, and then they're back at McCown, 3:00 with Mankato. Appreciate the time as always, Coach. Appreciate it, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Jake.